From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. NASA declares an end to a historic journey. 39 missions and nearly 27 years later, Space Shuttle Discovery is back home for good. It made its final landing just moments ago at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. NPR's Russell Lewis is standing by. Russell, what an emotional moment for NASA today.
Absolutely. You know, as Discovery was beginning to roll down the runway, you could hear the controllers speaking to the astronauts on board, and it was this quote: "To the ship that has led us time and time again, we say farewell, Discovery. This is the 39th and final mission for this space shuttle that has been flying now since 1984. It is on the ground safely, and it is quite an exciting time to be here."
I mean, there are many other reasons why Discovery was such an important shuttle for NASA. It had returned to space following tragedies at NASA. Is that right?
Oh, sure. It was the first shuttle to return to space after both the Challenger and Columbia accidents. It was the space shuttle that launched the Hubble Space Telescope. It was the first shuttle to capture a satellite and bring it back to Earth. It was the first shuttle to fly a sitting member of Congress. It was also the shuttle that flew Senator John Glenn back into space for a second time. So many, many firsts for this shuttle, and it is also the first shuttle to be retired now.
And we have two more scheduled flights remaining. Is that right?
That's correct. Endeavour next month, and then Atlantis scheduled for June. So two more missions, and then that is it for the space shuttle program, which has been flying since 1981.
All right. Thanks, Russell. NPR's Russell Lewis at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, where Shuttle Discovery returned home moments ago from its final mission in space. President Obama is gathering with his national security team this morning to discuss possible U.S. intervention in Libya. NPR's Giles Snyder reports a no-fly zone is high on the list of options.
The discussion will bring together National Security Advisor Tom Donilon, CIA Director Leon Panetta, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, and top Pentagon officials. A possible no-fly zone is expected to be the main topic on the table, but Secretary Clinton has already made it clear that the Obama administration believes that imposing a no-fly zone is a matter for the United Nations to authorize. The meeting comes a day after President Obama spoke by phone with British Prime Minister David Cameron, who told the BBC afterward that planning is vital. Britain and France are pushing for a UN resolution creating such a zone, but Russia and China generally oppose such moves, and they hold veto power in the Security Council. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The United Nations is investigating reports that forces loyal to leader Muammar Gaddafi tortured members of the opposition. The probe is being led by point man Juan Mendez. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 8 points at 12,206. This is NPR News. NPR's president and CEO Vivian Schiller is stepping down. Today, the board of directors announcing it has accepted her resignation, effective immediately. This announcement comes a day after a hidden camera video surfaced showing another executive calling the Tea Party racist and saying NPR was better off in the long term without federal funding, a statement the network rebuked. Schiller's departure comes months after she was criticized for her handling of the controversial dismissal of former NPR news analyst Juan Williams. A new study finds that young people increasingly value parenthood over marriage. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the research shows they're also less likely to link the two.
The Pew Research Center finds more than half of those 18 to 29, so-called millennials, say being a good parent is important. Just 30% say the same about a good marriage. That's a far larger gap than with the previous Generation X. But Pew Director Paul Taylor says it doesn't mean millennials will end declining fertility rates.
Actually, they are less likely to be parents than were Gen Xers back when they were at the same phase of life. However, when they have children, they are more likely to have children outside of marriage.
In fact, Pew finds 51% of all births to millennials in 2008 were to unwed mothers. Nearly half of millennials say the institution of marriage is becoming obsolete. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
Southeastern Alabama is cleaning up from an apparent tornado. The Mobile County Emergency Management Agency says a storm struck near Theodore this morning. Uncertain how much damage it caused or how many people were injured. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.